We started Perek Zayin. The Seichel continued its conversation with the Nefesh, but it doesn't seem like a dialogue anymore. The Seichel's doing all the talking. We said there's 10 tafkidim, fundamental tafkidim of Avodas Hashem, that everybody's chayev and is able to fulfill these 10 tafkidim that he has. So we went through, the first one was I'm just reading here in the Leif Tov in the summary, just to summarize how far we got. I think we got up to number 7. Let's just summarize. The first one is not to be kofi for toiv. The second is that you will continually be bound to giving Hoidah to Hashem for the good that he does for us. We'll make the correct evaluation of this good that we're getting. We'll appreciate it properly. That's the hard one. It's a sticky one. That the goodness you're getting, you'll only attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one else. Yeah, that we spoke about. We'll speak about it more. We saw a lot of that in Shara B'Tochen. Where exactly the chorus atoif to the people that do things for you, the agents, the style, the way that Hashem brings you this goodness through other agencies, what your relationship to them is, aval the relationship to the good that you're seeing is only to the boira. The first one is Shiyako Isom Kechesed Bilvad. What was hey? Shiloit Pare Batov Shiresto. Ah, you're not getting it because you magieli or because you're so clever or whatever. No, it's kulu chesed. Whatever you got, it was kulu chesed from the boira. Vov was shiyamin ki ein haim toitso shel ishtadlusoi. That's another tough one. If you believe that these things you're getting have nothing to do with your ishtadlus and that you and I have been grappling with for many years, and someone will continue to grapple with that. In theory, it's not such a problem anymore. Practically, it's very hard to disconnect the ishtadlus from the toitso, but that's at least intellectually we have to start being more and more sensitive to that. Okay. So that brings us to Zayin. Atafkid ashviru shelo yezalzel b'misha einu nene ma'isen atoivus shehu nene mehen. You look around the world and you see people that don't have the benefits of the toivus you have. You shouldn't zalzel with them. Mazalzel. I don't know. You shouldn't look at them like, shouldn't look down upon them because they don't benefit. They don't have the goodness that you have. You think you're more tart with Hashem. You're more motzi chayin from Hashem. So therefore, you're getting all these favors, and he's not because you're just a better guy. That's a person shouldn't do that. Could be that Hashem's giving you these toivos. Just one second. Could be Hashem gave you these toivos to test you. Hashem gave you this goodness in order to see whether you're going to sin or not. It's a roa halev hatomen bekir boy. And then everybody will know how much evil there is in this person's heart because it's now being revealed. So he thinks, wow, what a special guy I am because I'm getting all this good. And you're not getting it. So it must be Amul Choshuv, Hashem loves me more, Hashem whatever. It could be you're getting the picture very wrong. It could be Hashem's giving you the tevis because he wants to test you, because he wants to trip you up. He wants you to get slich, but you'll trip up. And then who you really are, we will begala to everybody. Comes out that the person who got the tevis, who didn't get the toy voice, is actually Motzer Chayin in Hashem's eyes more than you. Because Hashem didn't give him these mechsholim in order to trip him up and get him to sin. So we never really know what's going on. So don't look down on other people that don't have what you have, because it could be that you've got it as a test, and because Hashem is trying to see who you really are and who says you're going to pass the test. So you see somebody that doesn't have what you have, it might not be because you've got, you know, more favor in Hashem's eyes. Could be he's got more favor in Hashem's eyes. That's why Hashem didn't give him this so-called good, because he doesn't want to test him. So not so posh to look over your shoulder and see what other people have got and don't have. That's one of the tafkidim of an Oved Hashem, is not to be mazalzel in other people who don't have the goodness you have. A tafkid Hashminihu, shekavanoisa b'avodas Elokim u'b'hachnoso lifnei aboiris berach tiyeh b'leiv sholem. Okay, once again, leiv sholem, that's not so posh. We don't start with Leif Sholem. We do little things to get to Leif Sholem. But what you need to have is what you need to strive for is a Leif Sholem, is that the kavana we do in Avodas Hashem and our humbling ourselves in front of Hashem should be with a full heart, full mind. Va'af im achre she'Hashem hayti v'mo ein hu moisif ma'asim toiven al ma'asher rogel lifnei kein. Even if after Hashem does bestow this goodness on him, and he doesn't add ma'asim tovim to what he's normally doing, means he's got a certain amount of ma'asim tovim. Hashem bestows this good on him; he doesn't increase his ma'asim tovim. And he doesn't add praise and shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu to thank him for the goodness that he's giving him. Lefachot yamshich lishkoid al ma'isav atoivim v'al hoidoa v'ashevach kifi shayin noig mikoidah. At least he should continue to do the ma'isim toivim and to give the hoidoa and shevach like he was doing before. If he's not going to add, we saw earlier that one should add. Hashem does more goodness for you, so you add more avodas Hashem because there's more avodas Hashem necessary machayev because of the new shibud, because of the goodness he's giving you. But he's saying, even if you won't, but at least don't go backwards. And you should try, mishtadl, to aim our actions, to aim our thoughts to Hashem when we're doing our deeds. We shouldn't allow the goodness that we're getting to mamayet the maisim that we were doing before. So that's a dangerous one. We see that often. You get new goodness, you get a new chesed, and you sort of like chill out a bit. You sort of step back from the intense avoider you were doing. Sometimes we're lacking something, so we increase our avoider. And then when we get it, so then we step back a little bit. He's warning us, not only about that, that's just the example I'm giving. Although, if you're not going to increase your avoiding your chorus of toiv and your daughter when he does more good for you, at least don't reduce what you're doing already. I mean, stay fast in where you are. Increase for sure. If you're not going to increase, at least don't go back. And there's a strong tendency to go back. No question that that happens. Okay. A lot of work here. Just these 10 tough kiddim can keep you busy your whole life. You know, there's another whatever, you know. We're running Savoidus Elokim. What about the rest of the Chovos HaLevavos? I don't know when you're supposed to do all this, but anyway.
Yeah, this is a lot of work. And it's a lot of thinking work. Never mind the doing. You have to get your head in the right place. I mean, you can have moments of it, but to really become like this, whew.
You know, I don't think our goal right now is to become like this. I think our goal is to take very, very tiny little steps. Because when you do that, you get enormous yatzidi shmai. In other words, the bottom line is you actually can't do this. Even though he said it's the yochel, you can do it. But we know that we can't. So he's lying? No. If you'll do what you're supposed to do, our Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you yatzidi shmai that you'll be able to do what you're capable of doing. You have to start with little things. Little things. I'll tell you another thing. Most people in the world don't even think about this. At least we're thinking about it. You're already head and shoulders above everybody else. That's worth getting out of bed in the morning just to have thought about these ideas, you know. So, you know, that's what keeps me going. These are direction finders for me rather than ideals or goals or this is where I have to get to, you know. It's because it's just too big. So you may ash. The Yetzirah comes and says, oh, that's what he wants from you. So you see, it's not shy. So what are you wasting your time for? No, no, my job's not to. My job's to take the first step in the right direction. That's all. Because I've worked out that the only thing I can do, I learned this when I was climbing in the Himalayas, the only thing I'm capable of doing is putting my right foot in front of my left foot. That's all I can do. And there were times where that's all I actually could do. And then you stand there trying to see whether you can put your left foot in front of your right foot. Because more than that, you can't do. So that's what you do. And then eventually somehow you look around and you've got to where you needed to get to. That's the whole of life's like that. What can I do? Break down your problem into the smallest pieces and ask yourself, okay, what can I do and what can't I do? What you can do, what you can't do. If I can't, I can't. So my job. Someone else's name's written on their job description, not mine, and I don't open other people's mail. So I'm saying a person needs to know. Now, we often think we're less capable of doing what we really can do. We don't really value our kohot, and we don't really know what we're capable of. And if Hashem helps us, we're capable of much bigger things than we think we are capable of. But at the end of the day, you have to do what you can do. No one's going to ask you why you don't do more than what you could do. You have to do whatever you could do. So you start with the little things, little pinpricks, but you see how much it changes you. You see how much Satsari Shmaya you get just by those little things. Anybody who's ever tried to do this will tell you that that's how it works. I don't know anybody that ever mamash made a serious effort, small little effort in a certain area and didn't see Satsari Shmaya. That's it. That's the way you do it. There's no other way.
Very important to remember that, eh? Because that, like you said, that little thing changes you totally, totally changes you. And it's a tiny little thing, but it totally changes you.
Rav Avigdor Miller speaks about that a lot. I got a lot of that from him. Just the little things, just take a little thing and talk about it, even once. I was just hearing the other day, he says, if you'll say, I love the Jewish people just once in your life, that's a very big. So you would think to yourself, I said once in my life, I love the Jewish people. Big deal. I was lost episode or whatever. Yeah, because that's more than most people in the world are ever going to say. And once you've said it, so at least you said it once, you're a different person. You live in a different world. It's just that once. Now, don't stop with once. You said it once, or say it again, maybe. But that's the word you got. What can I do right now? I can say, I love the Jewish people. Fine. So that I've done everything I can. You know, just little things like that, and it enriches one's life. There's no question. Because you're capable of doing it. It's not overwhelming. Small little things, but you see the results. You see the results. It's not a question that you see the results. So as you get older, it's the nuances in life become much more important. When you're young, you have to have like big events. You know, you're not going to move unless it's like volcanic. As you get older, it's like in music, you know, there's a little knach in the music there, whatever, that nuance, that little subtle shift or whatever in the note. Wow, it's like it catches your attention, you know. It's like in life also, it's in our own inner life, the little changes, the little shifts, whatever, you start appreciating them and resonating with them. They take on a whole new life of their own. No question about it. Okay, let's look at number 9. Rav Avigdor Miller was a master at this. Eh? I have a book written about him, and they published there some of the lists that he wrote. After he was nifta, they found lists and lists that he wrote about things that happened to other people, like bad things or whatever that happened to people that didn't happen to him. Now I know where he got the idea from. It's tafkid achi. Look at people that have less than you. And be samach b'chelko. Use them. Obviously, you have to feel bad for them. You have to try and help them. And I'm not saying that we look down on them. Chalila, that you already said not. But look at them and have a look. That guy, God forbid, he broke his leg. I've never broken my leg. So you use his broken leg for your samach b'chelko. That's what he's saying. But he's stuck on al merubis mishelo. What's the danger? Once you're looking at other people, you'll start looking at people that have got more than you. You have to be very careful. Kina is a dangerous creature. You start looking at the other guy and you see, wow, he's got less than me. He doesn't have this, never. You know, I've got a next door neighbor who doesn't have children. Just a mouth pechelka that you've got one child at least. Just the difference between someone who has no children, someone who has children, is a note of you not having children. So you smash pechelka. But don't look at somebody who's got more than you. You know, his kid's this, and he's got more money than me, and he's got the, because then you're going to come to kina. And once you're into kina, then you've lost it all. But then Roy Ladam, she stuck a tamid al ele, she oived him as a lokim yaisim imenu. However, it is a good idea to look at people that are serving Hashem more than you. Kedei she shtar lalot el malotsom. Kina seifrim. Have a look at somebody who's serving Hashem more than you. Now, there's a danger here, because you'll just give up. You look at this big tzaddik and you'll think, you know, you'll read tzaddikim books. You read tzaddikim books, you go, wow, yeah, and then you realize, look, so you'll just throw in the towel. No. Look at somebody who you can relate to. Somebody that's, you know, more or less where you are, and in certain area, he's Eved Hashem better than you. In that area, try and use him as an impetus to grow in that area. Well, he's stuck al elish to eat him as elokim pochot mimenu. What do we say? There's not so bad, you know. There's 9 billion people in the world, yeah. Of those 9 billion people, there's about 15 million Jews. Of the 15 million Jews, there's about 1 million that are frum. And of the 1 million that are frum, how many are kovei itim le Torah? How many are kovei itim the Torah? So I'm one of the like 0.0% people in the world that mamash learns Torah. So I'm king. No, don't look at people that are serving Hashem less than you. So you shouldn't become a Balgaiva. Because you'll think, you know what? I'm doing 80%. They're doing 60. If I'm doing 70, I'm still in a good position. And you'll learn from them to reduce your avoider. So he's not saying you don't look at anybody else. Look at other people. Look at people that have got less than you and use that for your own simcha sachaim. Look at people that have got more than you and be grateful you don't have their nishainas. Don't get jealous. Look at people that are Eved Hashem more than you and use that as a stepping stone to be Eved more. Be inspired by them, whatever. And don't look at people that are serving Hashem less than you, because then you'll be inclined to also just lower the bar. So that's a chokhmah dikah thing here, because we're looking at people all the time. No matter how much we claim not to be interested in what other people think or what other people are doing, we tend to be looking at other people a lot. You have to know what to look at them, what to see from them, and what to take away from them. But those lists of Rav Yehuda Miller and Nair of Ayom, it's good to look at sometimes. The lists and lists and lists of things that happened to other people that didn't happen to him, and that was his lot, his Simchas Achaim piece of papers. Okay, and now we come to the finale. Metavkir Asirihu. What's this all about? You shouldn't think for a moment that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sort of turns his attention away from you. That he doesn't look at you. Ellie, when did you sneak in? I didn't see. That's the problem with this phone that I've got. I don't get to see. I'm not watching the little number at the bottom. The screen doesn't move. I don't get to see people. Anyway, thank you. I tried to call you earlier to say I can't do tomorrow.
I snuck in as soon as I could.
Good. Okay. So, you know, that always happens when you come first and Jonathan comes later. I don't notice that he comes in until whatever. I'm looking at the watch to see what the time is, and then I see the little number 3 there. Oh, very good. Excellent. I'm odd happy. I try to call you to say that I can't do tomorrow, so we'll do today. Okay, Yofi. Yeah. No, I'm very happy to see you there. Okay, lovely. Tafkid Asiri said you shouldn't come to make a mistake and think that a Kodesh Baruch Hu he's turning a blind eye to you for a while because of the sins you did, and he's very angry with you. And don't throw yourself down. Don't look low on yourself. Because then you'll become sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't take care of him in the future either. You have to know that Kosh Baruch is looking at you all the time. He's not turning his eyes from you. Doesn't matter you did chatoim or whatever, you have to be dealt with. There's chavo enesh, no question. Well, I don't think the Hashem's abandoned you and he's not interested in you anymore. One. Eloheim asorah atafkidim shehem yesodim vehechreichim lavoides elokim. These are the 10 jobs that are foundational, fundamental, vehechreichim, and they're imperative. Lavoides elokim. Uruah lakach, sherekul eilu anoshim, shelokim heitiv lehem bekul minay toivos. All these different kinds of people that Hashem bestows goodness on them, all kinds of goodness, and despite that, they turn away from Hashem, they rebel against Him. Those are the ones that have been and the ones that are in our generation. If we call Masha Shomonu Aleim, whatever we've heard about them, if we call Masha Anu Roim Etzlam, and what we see with our own eyes, I mean, the ones that from the past, that's what we've heard about them. And the ones that are in our generation, we're seeing them b'chush. Hem lo bo lidei kach, ele mitnei shenichsholu basora tafkidim alolu shizkati loch. They don't take these 10. They don't come to it because they've tripped up in these asora tafkidim. That's why, despite all the good that's being done for them, they turn their back on Avodas Elokim and they rebel against Hashem. You know what? Because they don't take these 10 tafkidim seriously. Because they golu mufulsam besifre anavim, alev shalom, alema shalom, shebakol do vador. You go through Tanakh, you'll see it in every generation. That's what's going on. And it's these 10 tafkidim, turning your back on them, not taking them seriously, that's what's going to cause you to lose everything that we've discussed in this Shah Shlishi, which is Shah Avodas Elokim. So this is what it all boils down to. These 10 foundations. Take a little bit, start with one. Whichever one resonates more with you, take one and start working on that little pinprick we spoke about. Because without that, you see, that's what he says. Shekol eilu anashim shelokim heitiv lehem bekol minei toivos. Ubekol zesorum avedes elokim vehimru oisoi. You know why? Whether it's the ones from the past or the ones here now, it's because they were nichshol in these asorot tafkidim. So they're obviously very important, these asorot tafkidim. Wow. Maybe just finish Perek Zayin here quickly. We'll come back. We'll see this kind of work to do here. What about somebody who's not able to add into his avodas Elokim on these asorot tafkidim, the fact that he's benefiting enormous tovus from the boyre, umamal lefachot et tafkidim alonu d'shem shemaim, ere reish at tovus hayimuchodesh unene mehem yitkaimanu etzlo tomid. He can't add to the tafkidim already what he's doing. But he tries at least to do, but at least he tries to do what he's doing, l'shem shemayim. He's making an assumption that we're keeping these 10 tafkidim, we just can't add to them. Then at least the ones you're doing, do l'shem shemayim. So we translate that into our language. That pinprick that you're starting to deal with, at least l'shem shemayim. I'm doing this because Hashem. It will be fitting for him that all the tovus, the unique tovus that Hashem is doing for him, will be miskayim tomid. You won't lose it. And if, for whatever reason the divine wisdom decides he has to take these things away from him? That's because of one of the two reasons. It's some kind of kaporis for the little chet that he might have done once in the past. So now he's getting a bit of einesh here. Or Hashem taking away the toivos yeah, because he wants to give it to you there. Because there it's much, much more valuable there. The currency rate is much better there. $10 yeah translates into much, much more money there. The toivos we get in this world, you take it away yeah, and it gives it to you there. It's much, much more valuable. It means even where there's a cessation of the good that Hashem's doing for us, goodness will come from that. In one way or another, we don't always understand. So that's the chizuk at the end of Perek Zayin, to focus on these tafkidim. Do whatever you can, even if you can't moisif to them, but you're doing the best you can, l'shem shemayim, because that's the end of the day, whatever you're doing, however big or however small, it's l'shem shemayim, then the tovas won't get taken away. And if they do get taken away, it's for one of two reasons that are good for you. Either to pay up a debt that you have, yes, you don't have to pay it up there, or Hashem takes away the tovas, yeah, because he wants to give them to me there where they're really valuable, because yeah, they're not that valuable, there they're really valuable. So in the end, whatever's happening, it's all good. That's the bottom line. Fascinating, fascinating. They have to keep going over these 10 avoiders. I just saw how much of Avigdor Miller comes out of these 10 tafkidim. One or two things that he used to say, it was like, where did he get that from? It's the 10 tafkid. It's Yaitzi from the 10 tafkidim. Okay, a lot of work to do. We have teachers like this that tell us how to survive. Otherwise, it'd been a lot of trouble. All right.
We have
Take good care of my son.
We have Rabbi that teaches us how to survive.
Exactly.
We're learning together. I'm not teaching anybody anything. I'm just reading and learning together. I'm a better translator, maybe. That's why I'm translating into English. No.
I like the way Rabbi presents it. It helps a lot.
The fruits of coming together to learn Torah, that's to get started each Maya Bezrat Hashem. Tov, have a wonderful night. Hashem, we'll gather again next week.
Amen. You too. Take care.